Good morning. Today's Daf and Nazir is Chaf Tes. We are starting with the Mishnah Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We're here in the fourth parak of the Masechta. We're winding down a couple more days to go to finish up the fourth parak. And so Karbanos has been a big discussion over here, meaning that somebody declares himself to be a Nazir, and then the Karbanos is no longer needed. Prime example would be a woman who's married, and the husband was made for the Neder. And meanwhile, she already counted her Naziris, and she already set aside the Karbanos. And now what do you do with those Karbanos? That's been a big topic of this fourth parak. We started that discussion, Chav Dalad, and then that was a long trek. It was a long sugya. Chav Dalad, Chav Hei, Chav Av, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches. Okay, all the way up to yesterday's daf. Yesterday we did have an interlude, the Mishnah. We had another Mishnah yesterday, but good. It's been a lot of carbon discussion. So here at the end of the fourth parak tucked away, so we're going to have a beautiful chinuch discussion regarding a father-son Naziris. Okay? Normally, in terms of the mitzvah of chinuch, this is just a quick introduction. We all know. So in terms of a father and a son, so before the son's bar mitzvah, so he's not chayv in mitzvahs, but still, a father has an obligation to be mechanech, teach, educate, train the son in doing mitzvahs. Okay? This mitzvah of chinuch, it's a mitzvah midrabanan. It's not a mitzvah min haTorah. Okay? It's a little bit strange, I have to admit. In other words, from the Torah's perspective, what? 13 years of age? Here, I'm going to give you this big book, and I'm going to give you another set of volumes as well, and, you know, whatever. You'll work it out. So, in other words, it's a little bit strange that the Torah doesn't impose the mitzvah of chinuch, but as it will become so evident and so clear in today's daf, it's not a mitzvah daraisa, it's a mitzvah darabanan. Good. So the father has an obligation to be mechanech his son in doing mitzvos. Okay, big questions, which we're going to touch on today, but we're not going to really delve into. It's the Daf Yomi. It's not an inch here. Does a father have an obligation to be mechanech his daughter? Does a mother have an obligation to be mechanech her son? And then we can also add her daughter as well. So those are really big questions, and I, right now for the Daf Yomi, I'm going to leave them open-ended, and we're going to touch on those questions in today's Daf, but okay, those are good discussions to be had outside of the context of the Daf. With all that stated, so now let's talk about chinuch in the context of Naziris. This is also a funny discussion, meaning that we're going to be learning in our mission in just a moment that the father can be mechanech his son to be a Nazir. Okay. Now, why is that a strange discussion? There's no obligation to be a Nazir. In fact, I'm sure you got your sense over the course of the Masechta that it's probably not even recommended for most people. In other words, should a person be a Nazir? You know, the flavor we get from the Masechta is not recommended. At best, we could say it's optional. And yes, there is a level of precious that's involved in it, in becoming a Nazir. But in other words, it's not one of the things that you have to do when you grow up. You don't have to become a Nazir when you grow up, and probably not recommended for most people. Okay. So the idea over here that there is some sense or some sort of chinuch as it relates to a father and a son regarding the mitzvah of Nazir, that is it's a curiosity. Okay. Hold that thought. That we're going to be discussing a little bit better in just a moment. But anyway, that's going to be the subject matter of our daf today. Let's begin. We start with the Mishnah. We're on the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis, Ha'ish. Mishnah starts off, Ha'ish Madras Beno Benazir. So if Ena Isha Madras is Beno Benazir. So the father could be Madir. Okay. It's hard to put that into English because Madir over here is a verb. So that means to say that he's going to impose Naziris on his son. We're talking about where the son is not a gadol as of yet. In other words, not an adult child. It's a minor child. Then the father can impose Naziris on the son. However, the mother cannot. Okay. There are going to be questions that are going to be racing through your head as we go through the Mishnah, meaning what's the distinction, why? So hold the thought. The Gemara is going to be parsing every line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara's discussion is going to be pretty thorough in terms of understanding our Mishnah. Let's get the facts down. Kate said. So now, what can be done by a family member as a form of protest? Meaning that you have, or what can be done by him as a form of protest? Meaning that as much as the Mishnah just taught us that a father can impose Naziris on the child, so what the child could say is no. Now he could either verbalize the word no, I assume that that's true, the Mishnah doesn't say it clearly, or alternatively, what he could do is you can immediately cut his hair, right? There's no greater form of protest that I don't want to be a Nazir in that I cut my hair. Nazir's not allowed to cut his hair, so he's cutting his hair. And that is a sign of protest, meaning I don't want to be a Nazir, meaning I appreciate that you want to impose it upon me, but I don't appreciate it. I don't want it. So, or shigilchu krovav, family members could do it as well. Family members can interrupt, interject, and say that we don't think it's a good idea. Now, normally, under normal circumstances, when there's a mitzvah of chinuch, I know I keep coming back to chinuch. I know the Mishnah hasn't said the word chinuch yet, but I'm just looking at it through the lens of chinuch. Just in general, when you have the mitzvah of chinuch, so who's allowed to get involved in the mitzvah of chinuch? Right? Parents obviously have the obligation. Can other family members come in and say, we don't agree with your form of chinuch, right? Normally that's strange, more than strange, meaning there's no shaychus for somebody to come in, even a family member, for somebody to come in and interrupt your mitzvah of chinuch. And over here, a family member can go ahead and protest and cut the kid's hair to show that they don't think it's a good idea the kid should be a nazir. Okay, hold that thought. Michal shemichal kroviv. And now it doesn't have to be cutting of the hair. It could just simply be a verbal protest. Meaning the kid could say, I don't think it's a good idea. The family member, another family member could say, we think it's a bad idea. And under those circumstances, the imposition of Naziros is now canceled. Okay. Again, lots to think about. We're going to get to it in the Gemara. Hi, Solo Behema Mufreshes. Okay, now, next part of the Mishnah, we're headed back to Karbanos. But in the context of what's going on right now, meaning here we go again. Somebody who's a nazir, and then poof, the nazirus goes away. So we discussed it earlier in the Masecht in the context of husband and wife, where the husband has the ability to be made for his wife's nadarim. So over here in our Mishnah, so we just learned something new, brand new. Father can impose nazirus on his child, and now it can be undone by the child, by another family member. And so now we get to the refrain that we're so used to. What happens to the karbanos that were already set aside? So, hi, solo behema mufreshes, chatas, tamas, vaolo, tekar, vaolo, shlam, yikruvu, shlamim, venechal, miyam, echadin, etunim, lachem. So here we go, even though it's complicated, but we've seen this now numerous times in the fourth parak, so we know already. The complement of karbanos that are brought by a nazir are the ola, shlamim, echatas. And so what I do with these karbanos, it's easy. Again, easy because we've done this before. If you're hearing this for the first time, it's not easy. So the karbanola is brought to the karbanola because you can bring it voluntarily. The shlamim, same thing. And the chatas, okay, chatas you have to dispose of. You can't bring voluntarily a chatas. And the shlamim, we already pointed this out earlier in our perek, but let's say it again. The shlamim is going to be a little bit weird. It's going to behave a little bit weird. You're only going to have one day to eat it, one day in the following night. You're not going to have 2 days to eat it, since it's a residual shlamim of a nazir. So therefore, we're going to treat it with like a nazir shlamim, in that you only eat it for one day, one night. On top of that, normally a nazir is going to be bringing lechem, so this shlamim is not going to accompany with it nazir and lechem. Why? Because you need kape nazir. You need the hands of a nazir. There are no hands of a nazir over here. The nazirus has been terminated. Okay, so ola shlamim and chata. So we know what to do with each one of these karbanos. Hi, lomostumim. Here we go again. Now, what if money is set aside for the karbanos, but the monies aren't specified? So once again, complicated, but this we've been here before. This for us is chazara. So yipul nadava. So we know what to do with the money, and that is put into nadava, put in the pushkas. Okay, extensive discussion that we just had in our parak regarding this idea that I'm going to take the unspecified money and put it in the nadava. All the monies in the nadava are going towards an ola. And meanwhile, the monies were meant to be purchased shlamim, chatas, and ola. So how does that work? The answer is halach l'moshe misinai. Okay. And by the way, I'm simplifying because we learned earlier it's a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but I'm presenting it like Rav Yochanan, halach l'moshe misinai. Now, mos mefurashim, now what if the money was set aside and specified? Each money was earmarked towards which carbon it's going to purchase. And again, now, the Nazirus has been canceled. And so what do I do with these monies? So once again, we've been here before. This is chazara. So demei chatas yachuli hamamelech. So lo nenin v'lo ma'olin. So as far as the money for the chatas is concerned, so you dispose of that money. Now, lo nenin, you're not allowed to get hana from it, but at the same time, there's no iser of me'ila. Okay, I'm going to explain this just a little bit better. I know I read this line earlier in the perek, but just for a moment, why is there no me'ila by that money? Meaning that's kachya money, and yet there's no me'ila. So the answer is because when it comes to me'ila of karbanos, so there's a very clear rule, which when we learn Masechta Me'ila, we're going to hear again and again. And that is when it comes to karbanos, the only thing that is going to be subject to the Isra of Me'ila are kachay Hashem. Any carbon that's going on the Mizbeach. Which is why, by the way, a shlamim is not subject to me'ila, because it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Yes, there's parts of the shlamim that are going on to the Mizbeach, but the animal in its majority is not going on the Mizbech. Now, the Chatas, again, parts of it are going to go onto the Mizbech, but most of it are not. Most of it's going to be eaten by the Kohanim. And this Chatas, by the way, first of all, it's not an animal, it's money. Money earmarked for a carbon Chatas. And on top of that, this money has to be disposed of. This money is not Kodshei Hashem, and therefore not subject to Me'ilah. Okay, meaning it's a specific rule regarding Karbanos, which is and is not eligible for Me'ilah, and because it's money that is destined to go to Yam HaMelech, therefore it's not eligible for Me'ilah. Okay, good. Now, Demei Ola Yavi Ola, Umo Alam Behen. Now, as far as the money set aside for the Ola, so you purchase a Karban Ola with it. And because the money now is going to be transferred towards the Karban Ola, therefore the money has the status of Ola, therefore the money is eligible for Me'ilah. Because the money's going to go onto the Mizbeach. And again, don't take me literally. The money's not going on the Mizbeach, but since the money's Kedusha is ultimately going to go onto the Mizbeach, so therefore we treat the money as if it's Kachay Hashem. Therefore subject to Me'ilah. And again, the money for the Shlamim, you know what to do with that. Purchase a carbon Shlamim. Bring it as a carbon Shlamim. But again, only eaten for one day and no Lachem. Okay, good. Ad kan divrei HaMishnah. So what we learned in the Mishnah is that the father can impose Naziris on his son. Let's start there. Okay, what is that? That's the Gemara's question. So, ish in, aval isha lo, my taima. Now, the way the Gemara phrases the question is that the Gemara is going to nitpick a little bit on the distinction made in the Mishnah. Meaning, a father can be madir his son, but the mother cannot be madira her son. What's that distinction? Really, the question is even more fundamental. Meaning, before we even get to the distinction, I know the Gemara picks right up on the distinction, but even before that, just more fundamentally, what is that? The father's madir son to be a nazir? Meaning, the son is not a bar mitzvah. And I mean that literally over here. And literally. Meaning, he's not bar mitzvah age, meaning he's not above 13 years of age. And on top of that, he's not chayv in mitzvos. So what's going on over here that the father can impose naziris on his son? Okay, now if you're thinking at this point in time, what are you talking about? Early in the Masechta, we had numerous scenarios. I didn't say numerous, not numerous, but we had many scenarios in which the parents imposed lifelong naziris on his child, otherwise known as nazir shimshon, which we discussed earlier. That's true, but that's not what we're describing over here. We're talking about the standard naziris, term naziris, that the father's imposing on the son. The son over here under discussion is not a bar mitzvah. So what is happening over here that we're learning now for the first time? Meaning the Torah doesn't describe this. And our Torah Shabbat Peh right now, just assuming, oh yeah, sure. Father can impose naziris on his son, on his minor son. What's going on over here? Under what umbrella is that happening? Good, that's the question. The Gemara gives an answer. Actually, the Gemara brings down a machlokus on this topic. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halachi Ibn Nazir, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Amar Reish Lakish Kedei Lechancho B'mitzvos. So Machlokes Amoraim. So we'll start off with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. Okay, good. Meaning, do we understand it? No. And we're not expected to understand it. It's just simply part of Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. Happens to be that in this parak now, this will be the second time that Rabbi Yochanan, as an explanation of something that seems to be a little bit strange, just simply takes out the Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai card. Meaning, no, you're right. There's no, if we're working with what the standard rules of the Torah, there's no reason why you and I would have thought on our own that the father can impose his minor child to be a Nazir. There's no reason why we would have thought that. Good. So Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai, is this just simply part of the rubric of our Mesorah? Right? The Rambam organizes, as he always does, the Torah Shabbat Peh into five parts. So, I'm not going to go through all five parts right now, but anyway, one of the parts of Torah Shabbat Peh is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, which is binding, Minat Torah. Okay, there's no, right, we just learned this recently, there's no onish when it comes to Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, but still, it's binding Minat Torah. We don't find in the Torah, exactly. In other words, the Torah is not just Torah Shabbat Chassav, it's Torah Shabbat Peh as well. And so, according to Rav Yochanan, this is part and parcel of Torah Shabbat Peh, that the father could be mad, you're a son. And once it's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai, so many things now are going to click. Right? I know that sounds funny. In other words, Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai is beyond explanation. Perfect. Meaning, all those distinctions that we saw in our Mishnah, right? The father can be Madir son, but the mother cannot be Madira her son. What's that? The answer is very simple. Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's simple. meaning logic over here is not going to govern. In other words, it's just simply this is part of the Masorah. Okay. What I just said, by the way, the Gemara is going to make exactly that point. I borrowed from the Gemara upcoming. Good. So that's according to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, on the other hand, says no. You know what we're looking at right now? We're looking at the mitzvah of chinuch. Meaning this is not a special halacha specific to father-son Nazirus. This is now chinuch. Right? Father has to be mechanech his son. And so over here, this is just an example of the father being mechanech his son. Okay. Now, as I already pointed out back in the Mishnah, but now let's expand on it just a moment. This is a funny form of chinuch. Meaning chinuch is for mitzvahs that the son is going to be doing on a regular basis. Right? Son's going to be wearing tefillin. Son's going to be putting on tzitzis. So over there, you have chinuch. Son's going to be shaking a lulav. And these aren't optional mitzvahs. These are obligatory mitzvahs that happen daily, annually, etc., etc. Over here, we're looking at the mitzvah of nazir. Right? Most people are going to go through life not becoming a nazir. So over here, it is a funny form of chinuch. Okay, so what people do over here, Maritz Chais does it, is that they quote the Rush. So the Rush over here writes, right, it's right on the duff. So I'm not going to read inside, but the Rush writes over here that, yes, in other words, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinina, we're going to say it's chinuch, meaning he says it. And yes, it's true that most people are not going to become a Nazir in life. So then why call this chinuch, meaning what chinuch are we talking about over here? So the way the Rush describes it, it's the chinuch of Precious. In other words, not only do you have to teach your son, in other words, the behaviors, the activities of being a Jew, tefillin, tzitzis, et cetera, but also the mindset of being a Jew. The mindset of being a Jew is that a Jew doesn't overindulge in this world. What a Jew does in this world is that the Jew enjoys the world, but at a minimum. In other words, we do not want to go overboard. Now, we don't also want to abstain. In other words, what we want to do is find balance, right, in enjoyment and abstaining, but what we wanna show and educate our children is that this is something that don't enjoy everything in this world. That's not the purpose of this world. So over here, the chinuch of Nazirus, according to the way the Rush understands, it's a beautiful explanation. The chinuch of Nazirus is really a chinuch and precious. Just in other words, discipline and don't enjoy everything. Okay, good. So what we have over here is a machlokas amaraim of what is our Mishnah describing over here when the Mishnah says that the father imposes chinuch on the son. So according to Rav Yochanan, what is it? Halacha Moshe Misinai. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and he's quoting Reish Lakish, so let's call it Reish Lakish. We'll keep it simple. And according to Reish Lakish, it's a mitzvah of chinuch. Okay. So now, you know what's going to happen next. Okay. Everyone's been in the daf long enough. So really, for the remainder of today's daf, the balance of today's daf, the Gemara is going to go back and forth. Which of these positions seems to be a more defensible position? Let's begin. So, Ihachi. So the Gemara starts off, and most of the questions are going to be on Reish Lakish. Meaning Reish Lakish is really going to take the tougher position that this all falls under the category of chinuch, and as a result of that, he's got a lot of explaining to do. And the Gemara is going to try. The Gemara is going to try. The Halacha Moshe Misinai is the ace card. If you have it, of course, but it's the ace card. Because what are you going to challenge?
Right.
Right, exactly. Perfect. But once you're trying to fit it into a construct that we think we know, so then, wait a second. I thought I know chinuch. And meanwhile, over here, a lot of strange things that you need explaining. So the Gemara is going to try to explain. So, Iha Chiafi Lishanami. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so what about mom? Meaning the Mishnah said very clearly that mom cannot impose Nazirus on her son. Why not? So the Gemara says, well, chinuch is only for the father, not for the mother. Okay, now of course that's a very striking comment of the Gemara over there. And then you have to wonder, meaning there clearly was a havamina and then there was a maskana. The havamina of the Gemara was, well, if it's chinuch, mom's included. And then the maskana is, nah, mom's not included.
Not included for the son.
Huh?
Not included for the son, but for the daughter, yeah.
Okay, that's a fair diuk. But I'm not even there yet. Meaning, where did the Gemara start and how did the Gemara end? Meaning, the Gemara thought, of course there's chinuch on the mother, and the Gemara's answer is, nah, there's no chinuch by the mother. Right? That's a very sharp turn in one line of Gemara. And so which of those two thoughts is the more predominant thought? Meaning where the Havamina or the Maskana? This is a tricky line of Gemara that we just read. There's chinuch on the mother. Now there's no chinuch on the mother. What just happened? And then what point did the Gemara turn on? Okay. I'm going to move on. I just want.
It doesn't generalize like that. Just so ish chayv lechanchot beno and the ish
of. Oh, so you think the turning point is the son versus daughter? Okay, good. It could be.
You don't have to expand to that chinuch completely. Just
okay. Could be. Happens to be. I know a little bit more about this topic. I'm not showing all my entire hand right now. Right, a lot of card references today. Sorry. So I'm not showing my entire hand right now, but I'm just noting how striking a line that is in the Gemara, where the Gemara just simply says nah. So Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan Damar Halachi Ben Azir Amat Halachi Beno In Bitalo. So now the Gemara says, okay, so we just made a distinction between mom versus dad. Now let's look at the Mishnah's distinction between son versus daughter. Because what did the Mishnah say? The father can impose nazirus on his son, which clearly implies not the daughter. What's the distinction? So according to Rav Yochanan, again, we know what the answer for Rav Yochanan is going to be every single time. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, meaning it doesn't need an explanation. That's just simply the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. And we don't have to fit into what we thought we knew. But according to Reish Lakish, once again, question is, El Reish Lakish afilo bito. So according to Reish Lakish, I understand. Isn't there a mitzvah for the father to be mechanech his daughter? Again, the Gemara says kasavar. So beno chayv lechancha bito eino chayv lechancha. Another striking comment of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Nah, father does not have a mitzvah of chinuch for his daughter. Father only has a mitzvah of chinuch for his son." Again, I'm just highlighting. Right, that was a major turn the Gemara just took. Right, doesn't the father have to be mechanech his daughter? Like, isn't that obvious? And the Gemara is like, "Nah." No, not only not obvious, opposite. Father only has a mitzvah of chinuch for his son and not for his daughter. Again, really, really like sharp turns of the Gemara where we started and where we concluded in a very short amount of time. Okay.
And if the girl has no mother, chulilo,
Right.
It doesn't mean that she can't.
Meaning they're right. It makes a lot of sense that the daughter's growing up in the house, and you know, and here's something called shot. It makes sense, but in other words, in terms of a chiyuv, there's no chiyuv, right? But again, where the Gemara started with is, isn't there a chiyuv of chinuch? And the Gemara's like, no, there's not. Like that's a sharp turn in one line of Gemara. Okay, Bishlam Rav Yochanan Damar Halachi Ben Nazir Hachi Ben Nazir Sin of Nedarim Lo. Now, according to Rav Yochanan, so the father can impose Nazirus on his son. Meaning, and it's not Chinuch, it's Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. Nazirus, yes, but Nedarim, no. What's the distinction? We don't have to figure it out. There's nothing to figure out according to Rav Yochanan. It's Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. But according to Reish Lakish, now we have to figure it out. But El Reish Lakish, so I feel Nedarim Nami. So why not Nedarim? Meaning, this is all Chinuch. Oh, so you want to teach your son to be a Nazir? You want to also show him this thing called Nedarim. So in other words, why don't we say that there's chinuch by Nedarim as well? So lo mi bai kamar. So the Gemara says, yeah, that you'll read into the Mishnah. So lo mi bai ben Nedarim delaisle nivol. Meaning, the Mishnah is telling us, look, it goes without saying that the father wants to educate and instruct his child about Nedarim. Makes perfect sense. And when it comes to Nedar in general, so a Nedar is, I say this with no experiential knowledge, a Nedar is easy. How is it easy?
No, what's an example that a father can make a mother and a son?
He'll tell his son that for the next month you're not eating meat for the next month. Whatever. He'll impose a neder on his son.
But that's chinuch?
Al tzchinuch. That's what the Gemara is suggesting according to Reish Lakish. But when it comes to Nazir, El Afil and Nazirus, this lay nevil. But when it comes to Nazirus, so look, when you're a Nazir, so aside from refraining from wine, which I guess for a minor is not a terribly big deal, but you have to grow out your hair, and the Gemara describes that as being nivel, meaning you have to let your hair go. Okay, and it's not easy. That part's not easy. So one could make the argument that Maybe there's no chinuch over there. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that there's chinuch in Nazir as well. Meaning, question, why not? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nedarim? Answer, Nedarim's obvious. Meaning, Nedarim doesn't require the kind of sacrifice that Nazirus would require. And what the Mishnah is just highlighting is that which is less obvious, otherwise known as Nazirus. Oh, Micho, Shemichu, Krova, Vela, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. So, Amri Shlakish. So, Kol, Kaminen, Krov, and Amri Lei. Lo, Tigmere, Mitzvos. So, once again, now we're up to the next line of the Mishnah, trying to understand it. Right? The protesting of this Nazirus. Protesting the imposition of Nazirus. According to Rav Yochanan, makes all the sense in the world. Why? Because you don't have to make sense out of it. In other words, it's halach l'moshe m'sinai. The kid can protest. Family members can protest. How does that work? The answer is because that's part of the Masorah. But according to Reish Lakish, now you have to fit into chinuch. Can I get involved in your chinuch? I mean, even if I'm a family member, I can't get involved in your chinuch. Right? I mean, I read it in the Gemara and I read it quickly. But can a family member come along and just simply say, right, I'm disagreeing with your chinuch. I mean, again, I guess, you know, we can come up with scenarios where you can disagree with the way the chinuch is done. But if there is a mitzvah of chinuch, I can step in and say no? Like, what is that? So the Gemara says, Kasavar kol chinuch de lo chashiv, lo nichale. So interesting answer of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Reish Lakish will tell you that when chinuch has a bizayon element to it, it's disgraceful, it's degrading, right? In other words, this is a strange chinuch, right? A 10-year-old now can't get a haircut and is going around with long hair. And okay, that's a little bit weird. And what Reish Lakish will tell you is that when chinuch manifests like this, so there is room for protesting. So good. So that's what Reish Lakish will tell you. Reish Lakish basically is saying, I know it's strange, and I know normally you can't get interference when it comes to chinuch, but over here you can, because it's so strange. Okay. Bishlam Rav Yochanan Damar Halachihi Benazir Mishamachi Megalech V'Avid HaKafa. Okay, this is going to be a big sugya later in the Masechta. A quick preview. You're not allowed to cut off your payas, right? You have the corners of your head. Right, basically from your ear down to your sideburn. Later in the Masechta, we actually will be more fine-tuned in terms of what qualifies as the corner of your head. But you're not allowed to cut it. Okay, you can't cut it with a razor, you can't cut it with scissors. In other words, you have to have hair on the corner of your head. Good. Okay. Peyos, but I say the word peyos, and then, you know, everyone conjures up in their mind, long locks of hair on the corners. It's a minuk, right? It's a beautiful minuk. But that's not what we're describing right now. What we're describing right now is just simply the basic halacha that you can't cut the corners of your head. Now, here's something interesting. When you're a nazir, what's going to happen at the end of your nazirus is you're going to cut the corners of your head. Now, you're not just cutting the corners of your head. You're cutting your entire head. But included in that are going to be your payas. So, Gemara's question is the following. If this idea that you have your minor son now becoming a nazir, so again, it's termed nazirus, it's going to come to a conclusion. And then what he's going to do is he's going to shave his head, including its payas. If it's halach l'moshe m'sinai, fine. Halach l'moshe m'sinai is a din d'araisa. I know cutting off your payas is an isser d'araisa. Okay, but meaning let's move away from this scenario, right? Father, son. Let's go to a regular nazir. A regular nazir is bound by the Torah to cut off all his hair, including his payas. And shave all of his hair, including his payas. Okay. Now, that's strange, right? You're cutting off your payas. Okay, it's strange, but esse dochelos ase. The mitzvah sase of concluding your nazirus is overriding the esser hakafa. Okay, that's... We're going to discuss this in much greater detail later in the Masechta. Good. So over here, if the father's imposing his minor son to become a nazir, including the conclusion, which means that he's going to be cutting his payas, if you're understanding all this is halach l'moshe m'sinai, perfect. It's a din d'oraisa. However, Ella the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Reish Lakish Kedil Chanchom Bemitzvah Sakavid Akafa. But here now becomes the problem. According to Reish Lakish, so what you're describing is the mitzvah of chinuch, and since we're describing the mitzvah of chinuch is a din d'rabanan, right? At the intro of today's daf, I highlighted that point. The Gemara over here says it beferush, and so now the mitzvah de Rabbanan is able to override the Isser HaKafa. Now, the truth of the matter is that if you're thinking about this right now, hopefully what you're thinking is, wait one second, he's a minor. In other words, the Isser Daraisa of cutting off your pears doesn't apply to him because he's a minor. Okay. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to move on. But just as much as the Gemara's Cheshbon right now sounds good, upon further review, it needs more explanation. But let's just keep it simple, even though it's an oversimplification. Chinuch is a mitzvah derabanan. Hakafa, cutting off the peyos of your head, is an issa daraisa. How does that work? Okay. Gemara's answer. Kasavar hakafa is called a rosh midarabanan, the chinuch midarabanan. Vasichinuch derabanan, vidachi hakafa derabanan. Again, this is going to take us to a later discussion we're having in our mesechta, the cutting off of your peyos. What is the issa daraisa? So clearly the issa daraisa is cutting off the corners, but leaving the rest of your hair. That's an Issa Daraisa. Meaning, if you think about it, by the way, Pshuto Shel Pasuk. In other words, the Torah says, don't cut off the corners of your head. Meaning, so I'm cutting off the corners, but I'm leaving the rest of my hair. That's an Issa Daraisa. What about if I cut all my hair? Okay, popular, right, these days. Credit Michael Jordan for making it popular. You don't know what I'm talking about. I love it. So the... So popular. So what if you shave your whole head? So is that an Isser of Hakafas Harosh? So that we'll see later. Is that an Isser Daraisa? Sorry. Let's restate the question a little bit better. Is that an Isser Daraisa of Hakafas Harosh? Later, the Gemara is going to debate this very issue. So what the Gemara now is suggesting in defense of Reish Lakish is that cutting off all your hair is not an Isser Daraisa. It's only an Isser Darabanan, only. Still Asser. It's only in Isser Derabanan, and we have a mitzvah of chinuch. So now the fight is a fair fight. It's the mitzvah of chinuch, which is a mitzvah Derabanan. Cutting off all your hair is only in Isser Derabanan. It's Derabanan versus Derabanan. And then it's just a question of which one's going to win out, and Reish Lakish will tell you, chinuch will win out. Okay. Bishlam the Rav Yochanan.
We see by Mitzvah, the Torah allows you to
you're right, correct. It's the same thing by regular Nazir as well. But that's Daraisa versus Daraisa. Over here, the question was, it's Durabun versus Daraisa.
I'm just saying that we see by Mitzorah already said that it could be done.
Right, but you're right, but we don't have to go to Mitzorah. You could just stay right here in the Parsha of Nazir. Same thing. Yeah, correct. Yeah. But according to Reish Lakish, it's not an essay. It's a Durabunan. So then the Derabanan can't be Dochalos Asay. So the Gemara's answer was, fine. But Mitzorah doesn't have to be introduced over here. Okay, good. Anyway, let's go on. So Bishlam the Rav Yochanan Damar Halachi Ben Azir Ahachi Megalechem Maisi Karban. El Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina Amar Reish Lakish Kedelechanchem Mitzvah Zaka Maisi Chulun Lazara. So now the Gemara is going to ask another really straightforward question against Reish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, when you conclude your Nazirus, again, he's a minor. So the Nazirus Minator is what? We don't know. Well, we know. It's a machlokas. But according to Rav Yochanan, it's a din daraisa. It's halach l'moshe misinai. So now he's going to be bringing his karbanos. Okay, but this Nazirus was operating on a Torah level. But according to Reish Lakish, this is all chinuch. Chinuch is all midrabanan. Which means that Minator, he's not a Nazir. This is preparation. Hachana. Chinuch. But it's not a daraisa. And now you're going to be bringing three karbanos to the base of Mikdash on practice? Okay. So that's the Gemara's question. How does that work according to Reish Lakish? The Gemara gives one answer. The Gemara says, Kasavar, Chulun Bazar, Lav Daraisa. So what Reish Lakish will tell you is that, well, let's think about what you're doing. Meaning, are they karbanos? No. So if they're not karbanos, you're bringing Chulun into the Azara. What kind of Isser is that? So if you've been around the daf long enough, so you'll know the following. This is a really short version of a longer discussion. Taking a carbon and shechting it outside the base of Mikdash, that's an Isser Daraisa, unequivocally. Psukim in the Torah. Go to Parshas Akrimos and Shchut Echutz, that's an Isser Daraisa. Not just an Isser Daraisa, by the way, Chiv Kares, right? It's a very serious Isser Daraisa. Let's take the flip. In other words, so carbonus outside the base of Mikdash and Isser Daraisa. What about chulin in the Azara? That's the inverse. What kind of iser is that? Oddly enough, Torah never describes it, meaning whether or not that's an iser. So the Gemara consistently has a machlokus on this issue. Some are of the opinion that chulin ba'azara is an iser daraisa. Again, you have to darshan psukim. That obviously, we're not doing that now. But others are of the position that chulin ba'azara is just in iser darabanan, not in iser daraisa. Shechting chulin ba'azara only constitutes an iser darabanan. Ah, Reish Lakish will tell you, I subscribe to that viewpoint. Since I subscribe to that viewpoint, chinuch is derabanan, chulin ba'azara is a derabanan. Once again, fair fight. Derabanan versus derabanan. And Reish Lakish will tell you that the chiddush of our Mishnah is, chulin's going to win. Chinuch is going to win. Okay, I declared the wrong winner. So chinuch is going to beat the mitzvah of chulin ba'azara. Okay, let's do this again. Bishlama l'Rab Yochanan d'Amar halachi b'nazir achi ki mitame maisi karben tziporin v'achel malika. So, now, let's go back to our minor who was imposed nazirus upon him by his father. Let's say he becomes tame. So we all know the drill, right? We're learning Masechta Nazir. We get to hear this time and again. And that is that you have to bring three karbanos. A pair of birds, olachatos, and a karbanasha. Good. So now, let's figure this out. So this child became Tame. And now he's bringing, to conclude his Tumah, in order to resume his Nazirus, so he's bringing a pair of birds, Chatas Ola, and he's bringing Nasham. Now, let's zoom in on what's happening with that Chatas bird. Okay, what the Kohen does is what's called Malika, taking his thumbnail, inserting it to the back of the neck of the bird, and killing in that manner. Normally, if you do that, what is that called? Nevela. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to a karban, it's not a nevela. In fact, opposite. That's the prescribed way of how to shecht. I'm using the word shecht with air quotes. That's how you shecht a bird in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how you shecht a karban chatas bird in the Beis HaMikdash. So according to Rav Yochanan, no problem. Because this Nazirus is operating on a daraisa level. But Ela, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Marei Shlakish, HaKa'achol nevela. But according to Reish Lakish, now wait one second. What is the bird according to Reish Lakish? It's not a karban. It's chulin. Yeah. No. So now what did you do with the chulin? Now again, chulin ba'azara is a din derabanan. That we already covered. But still, if the bird is chulin, how do you shecht it? The proper way. Taking a knife and shechting it in the front of the neck. But that's not what you did over here. In other words, what the Kohen did is the Kohen took his thumbnail and inserted it to the back of the neck, which would normally render nevela. And now the Kohen's going to be eating nevela, according to Reish Lakish? Again, that's a tough question. Gemara's going to give a tough answer. Kasavar, Kareb Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shechita Lof Min HaTorah. And on top of that, Chulin Bazar, Lav Min Daraisa. And so now, does a bird require Shechita Min HaTorah? Again, open for a debate. The Gemara and Chulin debates whether or not birds require shechita min haTorah, meaning we shecht birds. I'm sure everyone knows that. So we shecht birds, but is that a Torah requirement or not? In the Torah itself, shechita is only said regarding animals. So does the Torah also want us to shecht birds as well? It's a machlokas. Whether shechita sa'of is d'oraisa d'rabanan, and what Reish Lakish will tell you is that I have to subscribe to the viewpoint that the shechita of a bird is only mid'rabanan, and therefore, even though you're right, the Kohen doing Malika to it normally would render it a nevela if it weren't a karban. I happen to subscribe to the viewpoint that the shechita of a bird is not a din d'oraisa, only a din d'rabanan, and therefore the bird is not a nevela.
So according to this view, since it is not midoraisa, if you do Malika to it, it's edible.
Yep, perfectly edible. Again, because of the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch now will tell you that the bird is edible. Okay, in other words, by the way, as I already pointed out at the beginning of the entire sugya, meaning because Reish Lakish puts this all under the construct of chinuch, so he's got a lot of explaining to do. And not just explaining, by the way, but as you could see, he has to paint himself into various corners in order so that he could explain all this through the lens of chinuch. Let's continue. Sav Rav Yossi Hachi, now, is Rav Yossi really of this position that the shechita of a bird is a din derabanan, not a din deraisa? Consider the following v'atanya. So over here, the b'raisa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Om, Rabbi Nan, l'chatas of shehi, ba'ala safek. So chatas bird that comes out of a safek, meaning a person does not know whether or not he's chayav on a chatas ha'of. So it's going to be brought, and eino nechelas. It'll be brought, but it won't be eaten. Okay, so how do I know that? Tam alomer. So the Gemara has a drasha. Hazav it zovel lazachal nekeva mekish nekeva lazachem azachem mevi carbon alavadai af nekeva mevi a carbon alavadai. So the first point of the brisa over here we knew already, which is that both men and women are obligated to bring a carbon. In the event that they triggered a carbon, they're going to bring a carbon, both men and women. That first point we all knew. We can move on. And now, umazachem mevi ala safek af nekeva mevi ala safek. And now they're also going to be bringing a carbon safek, otherwise known as asham talui. Both men, both for men and for women. That part we also knew. Mazachar me min shumevi alavadai mevi alasafik afnekevi me min shehi mevi alavadai mevi alasafik. Now, the next point over here is that when it comes to a male, so what animals bring, is your Hashem Talu? It's going to be a animal, meaning the vada is going to be an animal, the safik carbon is going to be an animal as well. For a woman, her vadai carbon is going to be a bird. Let's say, for example, she gave birth. So the vadai carbon is going to be a bird. What's the suffix carbon going to be? It's also going to be a bird. Okay, now, that's where men and women are now on equal footing to one another when it comes to carbonos. But here's now where they're going to, here's where the paths are going to divide. However, e mazachem mevi carbon nechal af nekeva mevi carbon v'nechal amart lo. As we turn to the Amud Beis, what about the eating of the carbon that's brought al safek? Here's where the paths are going to divide. For a man who's bringing a safek carbon, the carbon will be eaten. Right? In other words, an asham is eaten by kohanim. And the safek, the asham talui, also is going to be eaten by the kohanim. However, the bird carbon brought by a woman al safek will not be eaten. Rather, im amar bezachar, so shekein iser echad. So when it comes to a man, there's potentially one iser. What's the potential one iser? Chulun ba'azara. Meaning, again, did he do the avera? Yes or no? We don't know. So at worst, we're looking at chulun ba'azara. But that's not going to impede the kohanim's ability to eat the carbon. So Tamar ben Akeva, isheshnei isurim. But when it comes to a woman and her suffic carbon, you're looking now at two isurim. One clearly is chulun ba'azara. What's the second iser? Well, the Brisa doesn't say. But let's guess, shall we? The Gemara is going to say it. But I'm just, let's think this outside for just a moment. What's that second Isser? Well, it's a bird. And, it's kind of easy to figure out. In other words, and we know what the Kohen's going to do with the bird. He's going to do Malika. Because it's possibly a carbon. But at the same time, it may not be a carbon. It's a suffix. So now, if Malika is done to what potentially is not a carbon, so then what does that render the bird? Renders a bird a Nevela. So the second Isser is a Nisser Nevela. You just told me that according to Rabbi Yossi, the oaf doesn't require Shechita in the Torah, and therefore the bird that's Malikad, sorry for the verbiage, but the bird that's Malikad is not going to be a Nevela. We just saw together that no, that a bird that is not a carbon, and you do Malikad to it, it's going to be an avela. So the Gemara says, nah. Shnei Yisurim. Lavis and avela v'chulam ba'azara. Aren't those the two Yisurim? So the Gemara says, nah, maybe not. Right, we have a Girsa issue over here. But train Yisurim midrabanan. Maybe not. Maybe over here, the two Yisurim that are described, like we just said, is chulin and Nevela, but not Nevela operating on a Doraisa level, maybe Nevela on Durabanan level. Meaning that really the Shechita Sa'of is not Minotaur, it's Midurabanan. And the violation over here would be the Isser Nevela, but only on a Durabanan level. Okay, maybe that. So again, we said that it was, the Gemara just took us off on a little bit of a tangent that the Shechita Rav Yossi regarding the requirement to Shech the bird, is that Minotaur, is that Midurabanan? The Gemara still left it open-ended. Okay. Where are we right now in the Gemara? We're up to the words Lema Ketanai. So, in the Gemara we just went through, one topic for today. The Mishnah says that a father can impose Nazirus on his son. And how does that work? So, according to Rav Yochanan, it's Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. And according to Reish Lakish, it's through the mitzvah of Chinuch. And what we've been doing through the entirety of today's daf is that we litigated. Which position seems to be a more defensible position? It's clear. Rav Yochanan is so much easier to explain, because there are so many anomalies, And meanwhile, that's fine. Halach lamush misina. What do we need to understand? It's just simply that's the these are the rules. Period. But according to Reish Lakish, who's understanding it through the lens of chinuch, chinuch is a din derabanan. There is a lot of explaining to do for Reish Lakish, and that's what the Gemara did over the course of today's daf. Lema kitzenai. Gemara does this all the time. We're going to take a machlokas amaraim. We're going to try to fit it into a existing machlokas tanaim. Lema kitzenai ad masai matir es beno benazir achiyav ishtei saaros divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda omer, achiyagia la'onas nedarim. Father can impose nazirus on his son until what age? So your two options are going to be bar mitzvah, 13 or 12. What's called onus devarim. Onus devarim. No. I got that one wrong. Onus nedarim. Okay. Onus nedarim. So we know, minatara, that a 11-year-old girl from 11 to 12 and a 12-year-old boy from 12 to 13 can make nedarim. Okay. Does that work minatara? Possibly. We're going to touch on that in just a moment. And so over here now, machlokas of the Tanayim, the father's imposing the zeros on the son, will go until what age? So we just saw a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, whether the age is 13 or 12, respectively. So my love Tanayhi. Now the Gemara says, now, the age limit of imposition of Naziris, what is that a function of? The Gemara suggests. Rebbe Savar Halacha Hi Benazir Avagav De Yilon Lonas Nedar Madirle VeAzal Adam Maisi Shtei Saras. You see, according to Rebbe, it's a little bit strange, right? Meaning, at 12 years of age, we're talking about the boy. At 12 years of age, he now has taken the controls. He's given the wheels for Nedarim, right? The keys to the car of Nedarim now are given to him at 12, which now means what? Now, from 12 to 13, he can make his own Nedarim, and still dad can impose Naziris on him? That doesn't make any sense. Ah, Halacha Moshe Misinai. You're right, it doesn't make any sense. But Halacha Moshe Misinai tells me that even though he was given the keys to the car when it comes to Nedarim, but the father could still impose Naziris upon him. Ah, but according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda da Amar, Ashi Yagi Alonis Nedarim, so Safer Kedelechanchem and Mitzvah Zekevin Denafik Mirashusei, Sula Mechayev. The Gemara says, but according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, all this operates through chinuch. Now you understand that at 12 years of age, thank you, Dad, but I'm now in control of Nedarim at 12. Since I'm in control of Nedarim, you can't impose Naziris upon me anymore because Lagabi Nedarim, and again, Nazir is a subsection of Nedarim, so Lagabi Nedarim, I'm in the driver's seat. You can't impose Naziris on me anymore. So now, it sounds like the Machlokas Tanayim fits in beautifully to the Machlokas Amarayim. So the Gemara says, yeah, beautiful fit, but you know what? Maybe not. So Amri Lo, Dekule Ama Halachi Ibn Azir, we can have both Tanayim going like Rav Yochanan. It's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. And V'achah B'Muflas Amachlish K'Miflagi Rebbe Savar Muflas Amachlish Midrabanan V'Asya D'Araisa V'Dachya D'Rabanan and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Savar B'Muflas Amachlish D'Araisa. One way to explain both of them subscribing to Rabbi Yochanan, that the imposition of Naziris is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, and then it's just, so then what's the question? How do we understand Samach Leish, Mufla Samach Leish? This extra year, from 12 to 13, where he can make his own Nedarim, is that operating on a Durabban level? Is that operating on a Duraisa level? As I intimated just moments earlier, that's a Machlokas. And so now, maybe the Tanaim are arguing exactly on this point. If you say it's a Din Durabbanan, got it. The onas nedarim is only a din derabanan, and the imposition of nazirus is a din daraisa. So the father's being madir is going to override onas nedarim. On the other hand, if onas nedarim is a din daraisa, so now that collides with the father being madir and the son's ability to make nedarim on his own is going to override. That's one way we could say it. And we can go in the other direction. Both Tanaim agree with Reish Lakish. All this is chinuch. And the Mufla Samachlish Midurabananhi. And Mufla Samachlish is operating on a Durabanan level. So it's Durabanan versus Durabanan. Right? And now in this fight, who's going to win? That's the Machlokas Tanaim. And so, Savar Asi Chinuch Durabanan Vidachim Mufla Samachlish Midurabanan. And Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Amar, And then it's just a question of which the Rabbanan is going to take precedence. In other words, who's winning this fight? This the Rabbanan fight of in one corner you have chinuch, in the other corner you have mufla samach leish, and now the Gemara is setting it up that they both are the Rabbanans, and now it's just a question of who's going to win that fight. Obviously, in other words, beyond the scope of the daf, which you're going to have to explain, is why is one Rabbanan going to be better than the other? Okay, and that requires thought and svara. But at least right now, the Gemara is just simply proposing that both of these Tanaim could be squared within the position of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Alternatively, both these Tanaim could be squared with the position of Chinuch. Good. We'll pause over here. Lema Tanai Kehani Tanai. Okay. New wrinkle that we're going to introduce tomorrow. Quickly, let's recap. Let's review.
Oh, this is between 12 and 13.
Yeah.
That's rabbinic?
Machlokas. Sorry for giving an ambiguous answer, but it's a machlokas. The Gemara debates that issue. Tanaim debate that issue. Okay, so...
It may be Daraisa.
It might be Daraisa, correct. Okay, so let's quickly recap. So what we introduced today in today's daf, in Nazir, daf Chavtes, is the idea of Madir. A father can impose Naziris on his minor son. Okay? Father can't do it for his daughter. Mother can't do it for his son. It's only father-son where you can make such an imposition. Okay? And how does that work? So the machlokas of today's daf, and really the topic of today's daf, is the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, Halacha Moshe Misinai. According to Reish Lakish, it operates through chinuch. And then the back and forth in today's daf regarding how do you understand Rav Yochanan, how do you understand Reish Lakish? Again, according to Rav Yochanan, it's easy. Halacha Moshe Misinai, what's there to understand? In other words, this is just simply part of the Masorah. On the other hand, according to Reish Lakish, where it operates through chinuch, we think we know chinuch. We think we understand chinuch. How do you explain this via chinuch? So that was most of today's daf. Okay, I've got it.